Washington, D.C. is adorned with massive stone buildings and memorials, such as the Capitol, the White House, the Washington Monument. They're made of huge stones, and each was set by hand. Many of these buildings are on or near the National Mall, where the Smithsonian Folklife Festival is taking place. The festival celebrates American traditions. This year, the men who built many of Washington's landmarks were invited. At the bustling demonstration area, stonemason Billy Cleland tells of beginning his career in 1941, setting the columns on the National Gallery of Art. When he retired, he was the master mason at the National Cathedral in Northwest Washington. As he stands on the mall, he looks around at some of his life's work.
When you look at a building and you say, oh, that's a great building, concentrate and look at each stone and realize that each stone had to be carefully set by that mason, plumbed, leveled, and placed exactly right by the mason and his crew. Then you get a feeling for the enormity of the job. It's like a big jigsaw puzzle. Each stone is cut for a specific place to a pattern, then numbered, and they have a specific place in there. Now the cathedral and much of Washington is built out of Indiana limestone. It's one of the best building stones in the world because it's what we call a freestone. There's no definite cleft, so it can be cut in any direction without any problems. And it's very durable and lasts. When we built the cathedral up there, a lot of them claim that it could be there for 2,000 years. And I say, as long as some fool don't knock it over with an atom bomb, it will be there. And that, right there, I've touched on why we are so pleased to be masons at the trade. What we do with our hands will be here long after we're gone.
Stonemason Billy Cleland and other craftsmen are featured in this year's Smithsonian Folklife Festival on the Washington, D.C. Mall.